There's Caroline Wilson. Gee, she breaks the story. She actually breaks them before the clubs want them made public. Yesterday she told us Port are not going to submit a bid for the first women's AFL licence. So to give us the detail and the clarity, Port Adelaide's GM of footy ops, Chris Davies. CD, true or not?
True, yeah. Stephen and Mark, yep. So we made the call and obviously announced it overnight that in the short term we're not going to pitch for a national licence. I guess that from our perspective, you know, our commitment to female footy is unwavering, and our support to the Port Adelaide Women's Footy Club will remain, and we'll concentrate in the short term on expanding that.
Why? Why have you done this? 12 days ago it was World War III, now you're out.
Well, I think the AFL's position on this for a while has been that South Australia may not necessarily have the talent to compete in a national competition. What we want to do in the short term, as I say, is make sure that the talent pool in South Australia expands, develop the game as much as we possibly can, work with the Amateur League and also the SAFL in developing the game here in South Australia, and then hopefully providing a sustainable sort of pathway for girls to go into the national competition from there.
It's been reported that you're going to have an alignment with the SANFL Under-18s Women's Program. Is that correct?
Yeah, so the South Australian team is being selected from Albert and Oval. I guess they're holding all their trials here so far, and we're providing our support from a coaching perspective to that squad, as I suppose the Adelaide Footy Club has been to the senior South Australian team. Mm.
I can't get my head around it, CD. Was it resource? Was it money? What was the major key to the decision?
I mean, from our perspective, as I said, the talent is the key for us. We want to make sure that we develop our own talent. We don't have partnerships, as have been outlined with other clubs. So from our perspective, we want to develop our own talent. We want to make sure that from a Port Adelaide Women's Footy Club perspective that we can provide the support there that we need to make sure that the game in South Australia grows.
Okay, but you signed Aaron Phillips. There's some talent right there.
Well, we need to expand on that, Stephen. And from our perspective, doing it from a grassroots perspective, making sure that we resource the Port Adelaide Women's Footy Club as much as we possibly can to continue to grow the game here in South Australia is the way that we've decided to go about it.
So you're planning to set up your own women's academy down at Alberton?
Absolutely. So from our perspective, 2016 we'll see a Division 1 Port Adelaide Women's Footy Club team, most likely a Division 2 based on the numbers that we've been able to get involved in our squad so far, and also an under-18 team. And with the academies that the AFL are looking to expand on, we'll have female academies here as well.
Did you get a sniff the Crows were going to get it, so you didn't want to waste your time and resource, CD?
Oh, look, we've made our decision independent of anything else that's going on amongst the competition. From our perspective, it's been a clean-cut call to focus our resources in the short term on grassroots and expand the game here. I mean, I think that's the most important thing is obviously there's a lot of talk at the moment at the elite level, but there's got to be a strong foundation to underpin the talent that's going into that. So we're happy to contribute to that. We'll make sure that when the next group of licences come up, that we're in a better position to actually pitch for one of those and have a talent already within our club to do that.
Yeah, and I'm with you, CD, all the way along with this debate. I'm with get the grassroots right. I admire your board's and executives' decision to go down this path. Bix is more down the line of build it, they will come. Mm. So, he thinks the talent's there. What would a national women's team cost your club? You would have done the feasibility study.
It's a good question. I think that the reports around the place is probably $500,000. I mean, from our perspective, we were looking at resourcing it effectively enough to be successful. I think that most clubs around the competition at the moment are suggesting that it's going to be probably $500,000 exercise. Mm-hmm. From our club perspective in the short term, as I say, our resources will go into making sure that the local comp, which is really going to be important to underpin whichever teams are in the competition, here on in, is as good as it possibly can be. Mm.
So what will that cost then, just the scaled down version?
We're working through that now with the infrastructure that we'll actually need. Clearly over the last week or so, we've had a significant amount of interest, which means that we're probably going to have to field more teams than what we initially thought. So, the important part is that both clubs work with the amateur league, the SNFL, to expand, you know, the women's game here in South Australia. And as I say, we're absolutely committed to that.
You mentioned just a little bit earlier about the next tranche of teams that go into the national comp. You want to be ready for that. When do you think the earliest you could be ready to take up that?
Oh, look, right now it's about infrastructure, making sure that we're best placed. You know, I think that it'll depend on largely, Mark, on when the AFL actually want to release the next batch of licences. But I think in the short term, as I say, we'll put the infrastructure in place. We'll make sure we're developing our own talent here in South Australia and hopefully in the future be ready for the next group of licences that come out.
CD, I think it's a shrewd, smart commercial decision on the surface of all of that, if you can get that right. The one negative I can see immediately just talking to you is, okay, I'm a dad of a girl that's got some talent. Mm. There's two opportunities to go to Port Adelaide and the Magpies and play in the local league and be developed under your system and wait and be patient for an AFL national licence, or the Crows. They're in. They're in now. I mean, you're going to lose a bit of talent along the way, I reckon, CD.
Well, I guess from that perspective, you've got to look at the pathway through. Right now, the Port Adelaide Football Club offers an under-18 team, a Division 2 team and a Division 1 team. We're not focusing on the elite level. We're making sure that we've got a pathway through. Now, if that talent goes through to other clubs, well, in the short term, we're going to have to cop that. But longer term, we'll be developing players for our own team, which is, you know, what Port Adelaide has done historically.
Mm, like, I guess it's not dissimilar to Wayne Miller in a lot of ways, where he was developed at your academy and then unfortunately moved on. There may be a little bit of that, but you're hoping to be able to get your own team in. So, interesting. Where to from here? You've obviously still got a fair bit of work to do, and you're talking about three teams. That's you're going to be busy getting that organised.
Well, it's been fantastic watching, you know, the Port Adelaide Women's Footy Club operating from Albert and Oval here. And we've had another favourite of yours, Tommy Logan and Mark Clayton, who have been doing some coaching work with the group, you know, alongside the coaches that have already been put forward from the Women's Footy Club side of things. So, absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, the whole exercise in regard to women's footy, the last year since Gillon McLachlan has obviously announced it, has seen the numbers expand significantly, and just since the Port Adelaide Footy Club has been involved, our numbers have effectively doubled here from the footy club perspective, the women's footy club perspective. So, as you say, we've got some significant work to do in the short term. Three teams, hopefully operating out of, three female teams operating out of Albert and Oval. It's a pretty good thing for the sport, I would have thought.
Have you had your ear to the ground? Have you heard much talk about slightly different rules with women's footy? We're hearing 16 players, maybe a few other rule changes.
I think they're all the things that obviously the AFL needs to go through now. We still haven't really heard what the tender process is actually going to be. Once that comes out, I'm sure that there'll be a lot more talk around, you know, what the actual competition looks like. But, I'm sure modified type of game is something that the AFL will have in their consideration moving forward.
Mm. Why didn't you stay interested in the bid a bit longer to drive up the price of the licence for the Crows? Now that you're out, they'll get it for a song.
Oh, I'm not sure it's going to cost anything, is it, Steve? Mm-hmm. I mean, from our perspective, as I say, this is a game development play for us. You know, we're a community club at heart. We want to make sure that the development of the game is as strong as it possibly can be in South Australia, and where the elite level goes. We'll obviously be able to now, you know, sit back and see, but we'll certainly be well positioned to be developing our own people for that competition into the future.
I really respect that decision, CD, as we've debated it, but Bix is on the other side there. One last one. The AFL reckon sponsors are going to line up 10 deep for a women's league. Do you agree?
Well, thankfully, my role here doesn't necessarily extend to commercial stuff. I'm not really sure there, but as I say, hopefully the game is stronger for what's actually happening right now.
Okay.
And I'm sure from our perspective that the game in South Australia will be stronger for the decision that we've taken.
And again, could I read into it then also, and I've seen a couple of quotes attributed to the club, that you can now focus on your Indigenous programs, your community programs, and the China push, and this resource was maybe a little bit too much to bite off at this stage. Would that be a good summary?
Our football club's agenda from a football perspective is significant in 2016, and as you say, we've got a lot of those things already in place. Our push into China is a significant play for the club, and certainly our Indigenous academies have been well publicised. From our perspective, our commitment to grassroots is really important in expanding the appeal of the game, and we'll continue to resource that. But that's not to say, I mean, female footy is obviously a significant part of what we're looking to do in 2016. As I say, our commitment to the grassroots of it, is a fundamental piece of what we want to achieve in 2016.
Chris, thanks for having a chat with us and being as open as you have been and enlightening us in a lot of ways. So talk to you soon.
Good on you guys. Thank you.
Chris Davies there, the general manager of footy ops at Port Adelaide. Smart call. Carry all over it.
Time will tell which route is. I don't think there's. We can sit here now and say one route's better than the other because we don't have the.
Well, I'm putting my foot in their camp because I've spoken to the SANFL, did some research. The AFL said 6 weeks ago, there's no talent, get the grassroots right, and Port have gone down that path.
Mm. Okay, but the point you made is a very good one. Who's to say the next licence mightn't become available until, say, 3 years' time? If you're saying, well, let's get the six or eight teams, let's see how they go first. In the next 3 years, if I'm an under-18s and a young lady, and I've been to the under-18s academy, I've come through, I'm playing in the A1s at Port Adelaide, but you know what? I'm actually the best player, and I want to play on the MCG, on TV. What's going to happen? The only way I can do that without shifting state is to go to the Adelaide Football Club. Now, that is one of the advantages, but the other one might very well be what you're talking about. It mightn't be there. They might all fall in a heap. It mightn't be well supported, and then Port Adelaide look a bit better.
Remember we had the dude ring about the conspiracy theory and I jumped right on his back. I thought, you're right. Now, that was only a couple of weeks ago. 1999-1395. A guy rang up the sports show and said that he was more of a chance playing fullback for Jerusalem than the Crows having a women's side. He reckoned that the AFL will give Port the leg up and say, you get the licence because you need the bigger leg up. That was his conspiracy theory. And I went, I'm with you. Well, if that bloke is listening, we'd love you to ring back. 822-3000. He runs us on air. Yeah,
what colours are Jerusalem, by the way?
Well, I'm not really too sure, but this bloke that sent this text wants to be a water boy. Where do I apply? I think there'll be a few of them. 822-3000. Big call Friday. Get onto it.